You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Carty, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his cypress knee, and he was talking to Moxie and Joe. Where the party they gonna have? Out in the St. John's swamps. Sasquatch doing his brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Thank you, Marco Bill. And hello, everybody out there around the globe. And hello to the Bigfoot world. All of our friends, family, and old friends, new friends, and friends that we hope to have in for perpetuity. It's a big word, isn't it? Perpetuity. That means forever and ever and on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, this weary old road warrior has been tracking some heavy miles along with my team. And it's been an exciting adventure this time around. I got to tell you straight up, we have encountered so many beautiful people, so many wonderful encounters. And we've gone on the depths of new areas, new terrain. And I got to tell you, it's for somebody who's in this industry, you'll know what I'm talking about. You know, before I want to do any of this, I'd like to really, you know, everybody knows, I think, by now, or if you don't, you've been under a rock, that Bigfoot Lives 2 is out now. Okay, we got our second shipment in today. It flew off the shelf quicker than hell. I apologize for that, but everything went out today. Everybody should have their Bigfoot Lives 2. Within 3 or 4 days, I was in constant communication with the fulfillment house today. And here's some of the people I want to thank from the bottom of my heart. Arthur Gorman, Marlboro, Massachusetts. God Bought Bigfoot Lives 2. Raven Jericho from Rockford, Illinois. He bought Bigfoot Lives 2. Bill Green. He called me twice, believe it or not, God bless his soul, for up there in Bristol, Connecticut. He bought Bigfoot Lives, too. This gal, she's from my old stomping grounds in Brooklyn, New York, Cheryl Prieto. What a wonderful gal. She bought not one, but two. And I told her, geez, Cheryl, do me a favor. When you get it, call me. Let me know what you think. And she's going to do that. William Grice from Chico, California, bought the complete DVD set collection, ladies and gentlemen. Another a fellow supporter. Tom Johnson from Rising Sun, Indiana, bought Bigfoot Lives, too. Richard Bierup from Dixon, Tennessee, bought Bigfoot Lives, too. You got to bear with me now. I'm in the cab of a truck, and I'm going down the road here like a moron and trying to read at the same time. Listen to this name. Helen Tracy from Spalding, Lincolnshire, United Kingdom. She bought The Anatomy of a Bigfoot Hoax, and she bought Bigfoot Lives 1 and Bigfoot Lives 2. Thank you very much, Helen. We appreciate the support. David Weatherly from Westlake Hills, Texas. Bigfoot Lives, too. Stephen Preston from Bossier, Louisiana. Bigfoot Lives, too. Brenna Rigo bought Bigfoot Lives 1 and Bigfoot Lives 2. Ray Johnson bought Bigfoot Lives 1. Stephen Mayers bought Bigfoot Lives 1 and 2. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to bore anybody, but the list goes on and on and on. From the bottom of my heart, bottom of our corporate associates, from our team members, we thank you. If it wasn't for you, there's no us. And, you know, those who have already purchased it, those who've already received it, I'd love to hear from you. I know I actually joined in a call last week, and I don't know if he was listening. Now, with, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you got to forgive us because we moved the radio station from one site after almost 5 years to a new site. And I guess this will be our permanent home for a long time. What do you think, Bill?
Yes, it will. This is where it's going to be.
Okay. That's fantastic. And you know, poor Bill, he's been going crazy taking care of all this business. And ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea what we've been doing and what's been going on behind the scenes, okay? But the story behind the story is real simple. It's we have ran across something, and we've got some DNA. That's why you need to check back. And we've had problems with the website. I was informed today from Marco, and he's going to get that all squared away real soon. And all the stuff from Florida will be up there, and all the consequent, all the other states and cities that we've been in, that'll follow. All I'm telling you is this. Check back on a daily basis. Check back on a weekly basis. Because if this comes the way we think it is, it's going to blow the cap off the jar. And we've been doing our homework, our due diligence. And I can just tell you this. Just have patience. And nobody, because you know me, I got no patience, guys. You know that. I'm the bad boy in the Bigfoot world. But I'm being real good now. As a matter of fact, my boys, Youngblood says to me, hey, Chief, he says, I noticed lately, man. He says, you've been awful nice. he says, are you sick? Aren't you feeling well? It's not that at all. I'm just biting my tongue and biding my time, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things going on out in the Bigfoot world. I don't want to be a part of any of that nitpicking crap with the DNA that's going on that we, and I'm saying that nicely, we delivered personally, Youngblood and ourselves, to Texas, okay? But apparently we're not getting our due, our just due. We're not mentioned about any of this. And everybody all has been floating off into their own little world, and apparently there's a lot of bickering going on. And I know that they've signed NDA statements and all that. These people better look at the statements that they signed with me, because the fun is just beginning, and I love a good fight, you know. Nobody likes that better than I. But it's really worthless, time-consuming. A lot of money will be spent. But you know what? I don't walk away from a good fight, ladies and gentlemen. You know Tom. He just battles on through.
In August 2008, there was an announcement that was heard around the globe. A promise of the end to an age-long mystery and deception that played out on the world stage. Anatomy of a Bigfoot hoax. Now, for the first time ever, see with your own eyes and hear the true behind-the-scenes story of the hoax that gripped the world. Featuring original, never-before-seen footage. Available now at searchingforbigfoot.com.
One, they're very sick people, but you know what bothers me more than anything, Megan? These guys were the law.
Well, you know what? Our girl is here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, she had a knee operation. And we've had so many people, okay? Call, say good wishes about, you know, how's Jody feeling, and Mitch Waite's mom. Of course, our prayers go out to everybody in the Bigfoot world, or around the world, with all this chaos going on, but especially for these folks, because they're a part of us. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get out there to North Carolina and talk to my girl, Jody. Jody, how are you, hon?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Well, as you can tell, Jody, I'm tired, but you know what? I love the chase. I love what we do, and nobody can do it any better than we do. And we've got some newbies with us, you know. And I got to tell you, I take my hat off to them. They've really been following through, and you think they were part of the Lewis and Clark expedition, because they've been enduring what we've been enduring. But we'll get to them in a little while. But before we do that, let's get to you. Tell us what's been going on. Well, have these creatures been hanging around?
Well, this is what I want to do. Yes, they're hanging around. They're here, too. This is where I moved, you know. They're in this area, too. It's like you can't get away from them. But I'm learning. I would love to take, you know, some of your guys up, you know, where I used to live, and take them in this area and go camping for a couple of days and show them a ride of their life. You know what I mean?
Jody? I'm glad you said that, and I haven't solicited this from you. And we have not talked about this prior to the show, have we?
No.
Okay. So why don't you give me and my boys that invitation, and you know what? So are you telling me that if we come out to your old area where you lived, and you're there, you can call these creatures in within a few days?
Yeah. One thing I know, they watch us constantly. I know this much. Even 24/7, I mean, it's like somebody's taking turns up there. I mean, these things do. I call them like humans, okay? They're wild-looking humans, but they're gigantic. And I watched how they made one of their beds. And they took a pine tree and laid it over and draped it over on both sides. And it was very, you know, roomy and tall inside, and they could sit and lay. And and it's focused right on our place, and it was, and I noticed a lot of these beds and how they marked their area, you know, with sticks in the trees and with stones, and I learned how to follow that back, you know, if they're marking it for somebody else, like another clan, it's like, well, why don't I follow it, you know? And, well, I only get back so far before they start tossing rocks at me. But it's like, I get scared by myself because everybody else is too scared to go with me, you know? And except that one dude from BFRO, he went with me, and then he aggravated him, and then we went through hell for a few weeks. And I, when I tell somebody, don't get in their bed, I am real serious about that. You know, you wouldn't want to invade in your bed, so they're the same way. You know what I mean? And I said, if I show you things, it means don't mess with them because they are watching. They're up in the trees, or they're all around you, and they circle you in. And I would love to take people up there that are serious about this, what I've seen, and I feed them, and I'll start feeding them again, and I will start calling them back down again, you know, and it takes patience. It takes where they can learn to trust me again. Because for some reason, they would trust me. When I was building my barn, I hit my thumb with the hammer, and I toss it. It was a solid steel hammer right across the creek where they're at, and they would bring it back to me all twisted up. I said, jeez. And it's like, I mean, twisted up now. I mean, I don't know how they did it, but they twisted it up, and they would bring it back.
Hey, Jody, let me ask this. I don't mean to interrupt. Do you have pictures, or do you have these remnants that you would talk about back and forth?
The what now? Pictures of what?
Do you have pictures of this stuff that you were tossing back and forth with them?
No, Bob might have some. We had snapshots. This guy Bob would help. He was setting up cameras. Ones that take snapshots. And
no.
James,
so do you have any of these snapshots, Jody?
Well, I'm going through my pictures. We've been going through them, and we're trying to find some of them with the bucket where it tossed it back to me, and it meant it wanted more salmon. And I know what that meant real easy. It was hungry. And but the ones I want you to see is the one where they crossed the road into our property and saw the camera outside and studied it. When I got that on film, when I had another camera hidden on that, you guys, it was like a breakthrough for me. You know, it was like, now I know I got it. You know, it was like there was three of them. And it was something to see. It really was. I was scared, but it was something to see.
Wait a minute, Jody. So you actually have footage of three of them that you've taken?
Yeah, me and Jane both did. We were sitting there. I was in the kitchen. She was in the living room. And she was, there they come, there they come. So I went in there and hit the record button after we fought for a few seconds. And we recorded them. And they were studying that camera. I had a dummy camera out there. And then I had a camera hidden in the tree facing that camera.
Is this at nighttime or daytime, Jody?
This is nighttime, but it was a good shot. It was like I had pole lights out there and, you know, and these cameras were like night vision security camera on them. You know what I mean? And
Right. So you actually saw the whole frame, the color of the hair,
yeah.
The face?
Yeah, the eyes, the brother, here's how I look at it. The adolescents. Their eyes aren't as far apart as the adults. The adult, when it was like over 10 feet or taller, their eyes are farther apart. And it told the other two to get down on all fours. I know it did because it looked at you could tell they're communicating. And like when I told you about that ball of light, if anybody out there, I don't know if they're afraid to tell you or what, but there is a ball of light that has something to do with these things. And I don't believe it's just my area. I believe it's all over. And because when that ball of light would come down the creek, I mean flying, and it have a zigzag tail on it, it would be on the porch in a split second taking off the cover of the light fixture. And the ball of light would be there first, and then it would be there. And that's what scared me the most, knowing this ball of light, it has, if this got something to do with this planet, I'm shocked. Because that ball of light freaked me out more than anything.
Okay. Let's get off the ball of light for a minute, and I want to go back to the photos that you've got of this Bigfoot, or the three Bigfoot. Do you have pictures of them now? Did you find them?
Not snapshots. I got one where it was hidden in the woods, where I was emptying the camera out, and it was standing behind me, and I didn't know it. So I was emptying the camera, and I was turning around emptying it, snapping the rest of the shots, and I got part of it on there where he's ducking. He was real close to me. And I said, how did I not know he was standing there? And that was a black one. And it was like, it was right there. Bob, that was when Bob come out, and he saw it too on that pictures and stuff. He was one coming out trying to help us. You know,
Did you ever get your film back from your buddy, M.M.?
No. Him, never. It'll never happen. That man, when you contact him, mention our name, I guarantee he would dog us to... It would be the end of us. He would dog us in the ground again. I mean, he mentally beat us down bad. And I know what he'll do, and I'm prepared for it. I'm trying to make myself strong for that, because he really trashed us. And all I wanted was help. And like I said, these things are intelligent, and he doesn't know that. And he's never come up face-to-face with one, because if he did, the man's attitude would change.
Big time, huh? You know what? We're going to have a meeting this weekend. And what we're going to do is we're going to discuss your situation and most likely head on your way, girlfriend. So if that's the case, we'll give you a little pre-notice and we'll get out there and we'll take you up on that invitation. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Like I said, I'm ready to face my fears all over again.
let's face them together.
It'll
just be deja vu for me and my guys that have seen the creature in the past. So it'll be just another day in the park, a walk in the park. I want you to say hello to Jan for us, if you would, and just mute yourself out, Jody, because we got a whole lot of show, and I got to fit these people in, and I got to run here real soon myself. But God bless you, and I hope you feel better and recuperate real quick for your operation, okay?
One favor I ask from all of you out there, if he contacts any of you people and starts lying about us, please do not believe it. You know who I'm talking about. I mean,
my people don't associate with those kind of people, and they call me right away when they do contact them. So we have pretty much the ring of fire that we're inside of are pretty loyal people to us, Jody. And I hope that you'll be one of those loyal supporters and followers also.
Yes. I'm just as interested to find out what it is more than anybody else.
Yeah, well, you've had that encounter. Okay, well, listen, just mute yourself out. Listen to it. We got a whole lot of show, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you, honey. Take care.
And God bless you, too.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Jody down there in North Carolina. You guys have written in. You've called in. Everybody want to know what's happened. But she has a hell of a story to tell, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to get out there, just like we've gotten out to, we've told a lot of people, and we get there one way or another. You just asked the M&M brothers in New Mexico. Without any further ado, I want to get out there, well, he's right here with us, to our new compadre, our new good buddy, our new associate, our new man in the woods, Mr. Bill Coffey. Bill, you out there?
How are you, Tom?
I'm very well, just like you are. Just a little tired, Bill. Just a little tired as you are.
I don't know if you... I guess that's the reason you're tired, because you're awful calm today.
Well, you know, Bill, as you know, we travel a lot of miles. We trek a lot of miles. And people don't realize that you got four guys in a rig, And yeah, you do, you eat, you sleep, and you talk a lot. You get to know people. You get to know them from head to toe. And it's a grueling situation. It's not made for everybody, is it, Bill?
No, that's not made for everybody. You got to be a different breed of cat to pull that road stuff off. It's not nothing uniform about sleeping and when you eat and when you rest, and can't designate what time you're going to get to your next destination to get set up. And you know, sometimes it works out. You get a few hours sleep. Sometimes it don't. You can just jump out of the truck and get going again. So it's not for everybody. It's a tough gruel, but we enjoy it.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Bill. It's been a little over 2 weeks that you've been with us. What have you enjoyed? What's your likes and dislikes? And what have you experienced that's been embedded in your mind on all these little jaunts in these states, cities that you've been to?
You know, it's the anticipation, the desire, the search for, you know, search for Bigfoot. And meeting the people along the road, people have been opening their arms up to us. They've been really, you know, I mean, you guys have been doing it for a while, and everybody seemed to be real nice to me. And so I think it's just the way it's been all along for you guys. And like I say, it's just a grueling thing to cover that much ground as we covered last trip. That was a rough one, but we got a lot accomplished.
Yeah, yes, we have, and we got a lot more to accomplish. So,
sounds like we might be going to North Carolina.
Yeah. So here's the deal, Bill. A lot of people have not seen footprints. They've not seen what these creatures have left behind. You have been fortunate enough to see it, okay? So my question to you is this. What's been the most exciting part, and have you seen prints since you've been on expedition with us?
I guess the most exciting part was going into it open-minded, and then seeing the first print was just like, that was it. You know, it's like, just hooked. You know, it was, you know, I mean, I've seen the castings you have, you know, the group has, you know, and I've seen pictures, but to go up there and see it yourself, I was going through my camera today and look at the pictures that we took, you know, stuff I took and going through the videos, stuff I sent you, you know. And, pretty exciting to see that footprint. And, you know, it rained 3 days before we got there, so, you know, it's not something that was made or there prior. It was fresh.
And nobody knew we were coming, did they?
Nobody knew we were coming, no.
That was the incredible thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. This guy's a warrior. This guy is an avid woodsman, a man of the woods, a hunter, and he's not afraid. And he was right there on the front lines with us so far, all the way. I thank you, Bill, from the bottom of my heart for being a part of what we are and what we're doing. And I look for great things down the line with you with us.
I think I see a lot of good stuff coming, Tom. We've got a good feeling.
And thank you for that. It means a lot. Just mute yourself out, Bill. We're going to get Youngblood on, and we're just going to be passing this phone around, ladies and gentlemen, because we're all close here in the rig or outside the rig. And just mute yourself out, and we'll get Youngblood with us, okay?
Okay, talk later, Tom.
Thanks, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our newbie. That's Bill Coffey. He's experienced an awful lot in a short period of time. And I'll tell you what, he's bit. Remember what my son TJ says in the interview in one of those newsreels. Once you get bit by the Bigfoot bug, you're bit for life. But you'll always want to know what it was you saw. Without any further ado, my sidekick, my confidant, and gosh knows he's been with me now for a long time, Rob Price. Rob, how are you?
Doing great, guys. Glad to be back on the show again. You know, always look forward to the show every week, recap on events and where we're at and where we're going and how things are standing on the things we're working on.
And you know what? I'm very proud of every one of you guys, you and Bill and Mitch, and I could not have asked for anything better from what's going on right now. You know, it's newbies that are with us, But you know, it's melting. It's we're all getting together. It's like hand in glove. And that's what people, you know, they can visualize and they hear it through our eyes. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? You know, I've made 5 movies now. Legend of Bigfoot, Bigfoot Lives in 82. Wait a minute, more than that. The Shadow of Bigfoot, Bigfoot Lives 2, and The Anatomy. 6 movies, okay? And we've traveled from coast to coast, from north to south. We've experienced so much. You have no idea. And that's why I hope that you people go to the website. The only place you can buy Bigfoot Lives 2 is on our website. You go to searchingforbigfoot.com, and you click on Shopping for Bigfoot on the left-hand side underneath the index and all that kind of stuff. And the only place in the world that you can buy that right now is there, and it's not going to be on Amazon.com for about 60 or 90 days. And I'm telling you right now, there are people around the world seeing this movie, blowing their minds, and saying to themselves, my God, this is so real. Youngblood, tell the people. You've seen it. What's your idea on this movie?
Well, my idea on it is this is the best, probably, documentary we've got out thus far. I mean, this Bigfoot Lives 2, it's unprecedented. No one else has ever seen the footage that is in this video, regardless of what some of the critics say that are so-called investigators. I'm not going to name no names, but we all know who I'm talking about. But this video hasn't been seen before. The footage that's in this film has never been released to date. Not until now. And each and every one of you guys are going to have the opportunity to see it, just like we saw it when it came into our possession for the first time. And I'm telling you, it's going to blow your minds, because you're not going to understand exactly and fully what it is you're looking at. You're going to sit there and you're going to think to yourself, was this doctored? Is this some kind of Hollywood movie I'm watching off of TV? Because I'm telling you guys, when you see it, and it happened live, and honestly, if I hadn't have been there, I probably would not have believed it, and I'd have been very skeptical. But I was there, and I can attest the cameras were not tampered with in any way. There was no doctoring whatsoever. There was no one out there that night, except a couple of guys, and I knew who they were and where they were at. And what was captured by that camera is what actually came through there. I can attest to it, and it just blows my mind. I still think about it and get goosebumps.
You know, it's an amazing thing, and I'll tell you this, that I reflect on it probably every day, many times a day, for all the different areas that we've encompassed. You know, it's when you have a dream, you know, Martin Luther King, remember his old adage was about his dream? Well, I've had my dream, but I'd like to make this dream come true. And the only way we're going to do that, ladies and gentlemen, is by the help of you, by you people calling in the way you do on a daily basis and tell us about the sightings and your experiences and your encounters that you guys endeavor. This is what makes our job a lot easier. And I knew it took a while, many years, for you guys to gain our confidence and vice versa. Okay? And the thing about it is today, there's not many places that you can go to, feel confident, feel secure about talking about your encounter or experience without people ridiculing you. I know for a fact I've been ridiculed. I've been chastised. Nobody's had more ridicule than I, and I'm a public figure. Think about it, okay? You know, I've been called this, been called that, and it's such a big waste of time, ladies and gentlemen. The race is on the go, and what's going to happen is it's on, and we're almost there at the top of the stretch to the finish line. And if that happens, look out, because I really believe if anybody's going to bring one of these things back, it's going to be me and my boys, because I'll tell you what, every corner, every road as we're going around, it's getting closer and closer. And wouldn't you agree, Rob?
I would definitely agree. No one else rolls like we roll. No one else does the things the way we do them. And I must say I am thoroughly impressed with the addition of the new team members. They are they're catching on quickly. I would never believe that they could have picked it up in the short amount of time they did, just from past references of dealing with people who couldn't do it, couldn't hack it, couldn't cut it. But these guys, they're the real deal. If they can get out there, they can do it. And you know, they're very bright, very smart individuals. They have a lot to offer to the team because anytime you get around more people that think in different ways, their intelligence, you can figure out a lot more than you can do on your own or just with a couple of guys. So they've each been an asset in their own way to the team. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's a team, and it's a group effort, and we're going to get out there until we get it done.
By the way, and I appreciate that, Rob, your brother from another mother, your dad from another species, called me today, and I forgot to tell you while we were out there today, and he wanted to know how you were doing, and he sends his love and regards, and that was from the captain himself. Mr. Ken Roberts. You got any words for Ken?
I hope I get out to see him again pretty soon. I mean, you know, so it's a long trek from where I'm at currently, and I don't know exactly what day or what time we'll meet back up again, but I'm sure it's going to happen here in the near future, and I can't wait to see him and have the privilege to hang out with such a distinguished gentleman that gives so much for this country.
That's him. That's Brother Ken. And I'm sure he's listening. And on his computer, and I'm sure you're going to jerk a tear out of his eyes because it's a sentimental thing. Listen, son, do me a favor. Just mute yourself out real quickly because I want to get Mitch in, and I'm going to have to pass on because I have that meeting here in about 10 minutes. I want to get ready for it, but I want to say hello to Mitch. So just mute yourself out, and we'll be passing this phone around, okay?
All right, Chief.
Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, my sidekick is the guy that watches my back and everybody else's while we're out there on the expedition now. But without any further ado, I want to pass it on right now to our good buddy, our newfound friend, Mitch Waite. Mitch, you out there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. Half of Arizona is burning up.
How are you? You okay?
Yeah. No, that was a long trip that we went on. But I'm recuperated. I'm doing pretty good now.
How's your mother first off?
She's had a relapse, and I'm going to have to stick close to her for a while.
Okay.
It doesn't look good for her. You know, she's getting old. Her body's worn out. And it's just a way of life. So, you know, all we can hope for is that she doesn't pass with any pain. You know,
you bet. And I'll ask all of our listeners around the globe to say a special prayer for her, like they have been throughout these last few months, as a matter of fact. A couple of questions, because I know you're busy here and you need to be with Mama. What do you say to the people out there in the Bigfoot world, excuse me, that have not been on expedition, and they see it through the pictures, through our movies, and through our stories? Tell them what it's like. What is it like when they roll with us?
Okay, they have really no clue as to what goes behind the efforts that the team makes, the filming, the interviews, the amount of time it takes to get from one place to another. It's constantly nonstop. I mean, even though we travel from, state to state, that takes a lot of time. But then when we're there, we have setup time for equipment. Then we have interviews with people. And these people are not all in one spot. You've got to chase them down. And there were a couple of times when nobody else could find a person, but Tom Biscardi found him. So you tracked him down and got him.
What on this joint, that last jaunt that you were with us here, what did you enjoy the most? What was the most exciting for you?
Well, of course, the field work, you know, getting out into the field and checking out the tracks that Youngwood found for us. When we stopped, it only took him a few minutes to get down there and look at the tracks, and he had them nailed right on and then started pointing them out. So that was exciting to be able to see those tracks and set up the equipment and hopefully get something on our cameras and so forth. I love that field work.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, I can attest to this. Mr. Mitch Waite is not afraid to be out there in the brush by himself with his recording equipment, with the infrared cameras, and doing his part to get to the bottom of the whole mystery. Listen, Mitch, God love you. Keep in contact. Let us know how she's doing. Let us know how you're doing, okay?
Will do.
Be well. God bless you, my brother.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mitch Waite, one hell of a gentleman. I don't know how else to explain it. A gentleman, a true gentleman, okay? Without any further ado, I'd be amiss if I didn't get to this next guy before I leave, and I know I got an appointment, but Bruce Schilt, my brother from another mother from the north, up there, the Blackfeet Reservation. Bruce, how are you? You there?
Yeah, I'm here, Tom. I'm doing fine. Basement's flooding, but we're upstairs, so...
Oh, gosh. Well, you guys are going to have a big runoff this year, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Running all the way around the house. I dug a moat around the house, but we're okay. Got a little firewood. We're okay.
Well, that's great. And as usual, like I say, always Running Bear and Tony, Ray, and Donna, please give them our love. And I understand when we left, there was a plethora of stories that were coming through. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's happening from the time you left till right up till today. People are still coming up telling me stories that they have never told people before. So, you know, it's just lousy with stories up here.
Yeah. Well, I know that when we were there, the weather was just horrible. It was just... unexcusable. There's no way that we could have gone out because of the snow and the rain and all that stuff going on. But here's the deal. We're on the road. If anything does come up, it's something that's good and reliable and ready, it's happening right now. We're there, my brother. As you know, we will be there.
Yeah, you know, Tom, this guy I was working with, he told me when was it? Yesterday, he sent me some tracks, some Bigfoot tracks, just south of the house here, about, oh, I don't know, about 10 miles or so at the Two Medicine Dam. He was down there looking around, and he found these tracks, and he went and photographed them on his little phone camera, and he sent me the pictures of them, but they're Bigfoot tracks, and they're identical to the ones that Tony Ray found. They go out in a circle like, and they come right back, and you could swear that it was the same tracks, you know, that we took, but it's an identical picture. So I don't know what the deal is with how come they just go up in the mud and they turn around and they come back. I don't know what the deal is, but they're identical. And
well, I gotta tell you a story. To answer that question of yours, we were in New Mexico when we left you guys, and my gosh, I couldn't believe how it kind of started the same story. It started on the side of a hill, and it circled all the way back again. And I think what it was, the composition of the soil, that it was hard to traverse, and it couldn't get its grip, so it just came right back where it started from. That could be the same reason what you've got there. Did he send those pictures to you from email or what?
Yeah, he sent it on my little phone.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. I'd like to take a look at them, so if you can send them over to me, I'd
I'd be appreciated. But listen, here, more so than that, Brother Bruce, if there's anything going on there fresh and you get it concrete with these people, call us and we'll be out there jack flesh, okay?
You bet, Tom. Everybody's been asking me when you guys are coming back, and I can't give them a straight answer. I just tell them, you know, when we have another sighting or something, you know. But they wanted to know if you were coming back, because they all want you to come back, you know.
God bless them. And you know what? We want to come back. Our newbie, Bill Coffey, we're talking as we're rolling today, and he says to me, you know what? I think maybe we should go back to the Blackfeet. The weather's better now. It's not flooding and it's not snowing. So you made a hell of an impression on him. And he likes it up there, believe it or not.
Great. He's welcome. Yeah, it's raining here a little bit. They're closing roads and stuff, so, you know, it's the weather's getting a little, the water's getting a little deeper around here. But I wanted to ask you, Tom, about Mitch. I give him that hair sample to test, and I just wondered if he got a chance to test it. No?
I don't know. Let's ask him. Mitch, are you still there?
Yeah, Mitch is there. Go ahead, Mitch.
Okay, I'm here. I have some hair here that I am trying to mount to some slides on my microscope. It's going to take me a little while to do some scale testing on it, and then I'm going to have to try to compare it to probably about 1,000 different hair samples, so it'll take me a little while.
So I guess the answer, what you're looking for is, yes, he has them. Yes, he's going to go through it, but it's going to take a while. Is that correct, Mitch?
Yes, that's correct.
I was just wondering, you know, because Tony Ray's got a small microscope, and I put some hair samples in there, and I turned them up, and I can see the what do they call it, DNA or the cell?
Follicles. Yeah. Like, you know, I got to tell you something. We were just at we were talking to scientists, and they said, do the hair have roots? And I said, is that follicles? And she said, yes, but I didn't know if you knew the word. I said, yeah. I said, being in this business long enough, you learn all that jargon, right? So that's the key thing here. If it's not the stuff like you just pull them out and it still has those follicles on it, you know, from the roots, that's how they can really get the DNA.
Yeah, I'm sure I've seen some little balls at the end of the hair, you know, so I'm not sure. I'm no scientist, and I just got a little play microscope, but I can see something on it, you know.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, listen, Mitch says he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's got some downtime, but you got to, you know, give him a little slack right now. He's having hard times with his mama.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just prayed for her before I got on, so
wonderful. Okay, great, Bruce. Listen, again, love and kisses to the family. And remember, call me as soon as something really pops.
You bet, Tom. Everybody's got their eyes and ears open. And we've been trying to get to the mountain, but the creeks are way too high. We made it across one, but the other two were just too deep, so we're going to have to wait.
How's what's his name, that the guide that was there with us?
You mean Wade?
Yeah, how is he?
He's doing all right, I guess. I haven't heard from him lately, but I don't know. He really wants to get out, too, and go looking. But he's got his places, I guess. And there's another guy that he told me. He said does Tom pay for anything, you know, like if I was willing to show him where a lair was and some bones and took him up to the place where it's at, would he be willing to pay for that? And I told him, I said, I don't know. I said, you'd have to ask him. But he's kind of, you know, he's kind of standoffish, you know. He really didn't want to reveal anything to me, and he didn't want to show me nothing, but I don't know. I'm working on him.
Okay, buddy. Well, listen, he's got something that's concrete. We're there, okay?
Yeah, he claims that it is, but if he can prove it to me, then I'll let you know, Tom.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate that. Listen, say hello to everybody, and kudos and salutations. Till next time, America.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Ivan was a no bear tracker. Tom was a man with dreams.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Marco Bill, and that's the Bigfoot Live radio show for this week. All of us on the Bigfoot Live Network would like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests for joining us tonight for an exciting evening of talk show entertainment where you, the listeners, become a part of our on-the-air adventure. And we'd also like to thank you, our listeners, for sharing our adventure with us. Join us again next Wednesday evening for another exciting hour of the Bigfoot Live radio show with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. Until then, this is Marco Bill saying good night, and be good, be safe, and be here next week. See you then. Reason for the fact.